Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you. And thank you for joining us on the Blog Talk. And for all of you who have been here from the beginning, I said belong, you all belong, but I'm saying that some of you have been here from the very beginning. And thank you. We made claims to you. You made claims to us. Thank you for being here with us, from people from all over the world, from every economic strata, from every church affiliation, every church background, oh my, every church denomination, oh my God. Thank you for being with us. We come together like God wants us to be. He wants his people to come together to worship him and praise him and stand against the wiles of the devil. I said it yesterday at Amazing Grace, and I mean that. How can the people of the world from every race and background come together? Amen. And we as the saints of God can't get together to run the devil out. No, no, Satan is a liar. He must go. The blood of Jesus stands against him. We as the children and the people of God stand against the devil. Thank God for you and you. In just a moment, we're going to have prayer, and then we're going to speak to one another, speak to God. We'll give him praise and adoration. He does inhabit the praises of his people. We want to give him praise and adoration. Thank him for what he's done. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the energy, Lord, to be here. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Our forefathers used to say that all the time, and we just took it for granted. But now we have realized for ourselves that you woke us up this morning, who had enough power to stay the hand of death but you. It had to be you, Lord, that woke us up this morning and started us on our way. That strength to move our legs. I'm moving my hands right now. Strength to move our feet. Moving my feet right now. Oh, God, strength to open our mouths and say thank you for your goodness and kindness. We're grateful to you for this day. And thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, kept us all night, blessed us here this morning. We're grateful to you. Thank you for, Lord, great health and great strength. Thank you for blessing our families, for blessing our homes. Oh, God, for blessing us to go out and come in. Thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke. Every yoke of sickness, every yoke of depression, every yoke of stress, every yoke of high blood, of low blood, of heart trouble, of eye trouble, of ear trouble, of throat trouble, of head trouble, of mind trouble, oh God, of organ trouble, every trouble that the enemy is trying to attack. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. And for the all in the anointing that destroys every yoke. Look on us this day. Every person on this prayer line this morning. And Lord, rebuke the enemy. Give strength where there is no strength. Give great health where health seems to be failing. Oh God, give peace of mind, joy in their souls. Give hope, Lord, where there is despair. And God, give love where there is no love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now look on those who are less fortunate. God, they need your help. In the name of Jesus. If they don't have a roof over their head, provide it. Those who don't have fresh water, provide it. Those who don't have any food to eat, or any proper food to eat, We are aware that some people, even here in our country, America, are eating dog food. God, help us, help us, help us. Bless us with the proper food in the name of Jesus in every country, in every nation. We give you glory and adoration for what you've done. We thank you for letting us sleep all night long.
Thank you.
We didn't even know we were in the world, but you were taking care of us. Thank you for it. Thank you for letting our heart beat over 100,000 times, oh God, since yesterday, last night, this time, yesterday morning, this time, 24 hours. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for letting us breathe. Yeah, hundreds and at least 1,200 breaths. Thank you, God, for letting us think so many times, so much you've done for us, and we don't even recognize it. But it was you, God. You brought us far. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Bless people everywhere. Lift every heavy burden. Lighten the heavy load on all of us. And Jesus, you said you wouldn't put more on us than we can bear. We know, Lord, that this prayer is being heard and answered because you said it. You laid on my heart to pray the prayer. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
Love you and praise you and appreciate you and give you the glory and all the adoration.
Yeah.
Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now be with this prayer line today. Forgive all sin, even for those who don't think they've committed any sins. God, you know all about it. For our sins are like filthy rags, even our goodness. Oh, God, it's like filthy rags to you, Lord, and we thank you. Lord, forgive sins of omission and sins of commission, things that we haven't done and the things we have done. In the name of Jesus, find every enemy, oh God, coming against this prayer line. Give victory and deliverance. Jesus' name, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and all the adoration, and we do thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Father, Father, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
0913 and 801.
Thank you, praise your holy name. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, Jesus. Oh, glory to you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Father.
Thank you. God bless you. Hopefully y'all awake by now. Let's open up and let's speak to the Lord this morning. Amen. Good morning, Lord.
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 Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Thank God for all of you.
Thank you.
Let me check and see if I guess. Are you on the line, Sister Lily Garnett, Ambassador?
Yes, sir. Chief, I am.
Praise the Lord for you. In just a minute, we'll be coming to you in just a minute, but I want to just thank everybody. I want to just say something to y'all. I think y'all are some of the greatest people in the whole wide world. I really do. I think y'all are some phenomenal people. Every walk of life you're on here. And I just want to thank you for being with us. Hey, man, you just gracious and grateful. We just love you. Amen. Just a moment, we're going to have our special guest this morning. Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line? Hey, amen. We've been praying for you and praying for Bishop. Amen. Are you there? Amen. Amen. Well, God bless her. We'll have our station identification later. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Sister Lily Garnett, amen. You are there, right?
Yes, I am.
Amen. You know, I never will forget when we had all that it was about three all-night prayer lines ago, the all-night shut-ins ago. But you spoke, and oh, my God, it was so inspirational. You just blessed us so much. I didn't know you could speak. I was just blown away. The Lord used you in such a great way. Amen. Thank God for you.
Thank you.
We are so happy that you're with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. I don't know exactly how long you've been with us, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Over 3 years, I believe.
3 years.
It's about 3 years. It's been 3 years. A little over 3 years because I have gone and then I stopped and I came back on.
Look at the Lord. Amen. Well, we certainly thank God for you and for all who have come with you. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
We want to just, well, all of you know the name Lily Garnett, amen, who've been on this line. We want you to just receive her in a gracious way. We surrender the line to you this morning, Sister Lily, well, actually, Ambassador Lily Garnett. We wait what the Lord has for us through you. And the line is open to you. It's in your hands. God bless you. Take about 30 minutes. Okay, God bless you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson. First, give unto God is the Son Jesus, to Dr. Johnson, Chief Ambassador Johnson, to the Lady of the Nation, to the Nation, to Dr. Higgins, to First Fruit Prayer Line. I thank God this morning for being here. For this opportunity for Dr. Johnson to even let me have this opportunity to express a little about the Holy Ghost. And I don't take that lightly. I thank God for you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. I will be brief. I probably would need 30 minutes. But thank you for the time, taking the time out to do this. Thank you, and God bless you. First, we want to. I just want to go with the word of prayer a minute. Y'all pray for me. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight. Strength. I'm nervous. Sorry. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart
be acceptable.
Be acceptable in thy sight, thy strength, O Lord, my Redeemer, and my strength. Thank God. The enemy trying to take my thoughts, but God is a good God. I thank God. God is, he is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
But this is a beautiful, I thank God, first fruit prayer line. It's a line, it's prayed out, and I thank God for each and every one on the prayer line. And I just, God is just such a good God. Thanks. I'm just going to be brief. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. We had our pastor had some of the seekers was looking. We had a young lady receive the Holy Ghost in our service a couple of Sundays ago, so it just put it on our pastor's heart that we would have a revival, a couple of nights revival, and then he had different people coming on speaking for a few minutes about the Holy Ghost. So I'm just going to, like I said, be brief and let the Lord use me, whatever his will is. First, we will go to Acts, the fifth chapter, I'm sorry, Acts 1 and 5. It says, for John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. You know, Romans 3 and 23 says, sin and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So now you're thinking about, you want to be first in order to receive the Holy Ghost. You have to be saved. You have to be godly sorry, and you're going to ask God to come in. You're going to ask, you want to repent of your sins. Romans 10, and you're going to say, take a person through the sinner's prayers. But Romans 10, 8 and 9 says, but what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith when we preach, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the word, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So you saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So now saved, and you are a candidate for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because we do need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is that keeping power. So now I was thinking Acts 2 and 4. We go to Acts 2, 1 and 4 says, okay, I'm sorry, okay. I'm trying to get my thoughts. I'm sorry. Okay, Acts 2, 1 and 4 says, we all know that is a real familiar scripture. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So we should, when you get the Holy Ghost, when you start sharing with the people, we all should be on one accord. Some saying, give up. We're going to tell them, give up. Some might say, Jesus. Some telling, thank you, Jesus. And sometimes you're confusing the seekers. So we have to be, need to be on one accord. And, you know, speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And it's a gift. You just have to reach out and receive it. No one can teach you how to speak in tongues. There are people who have gone to schools. I've heard of people go to school that some places they teach you how to speak in tongues, but that is not you. So God doesn't want us to do. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go to school. You have to live that life. And then you have to know for yourself when you receive the Holy Ghost. No one has to tell you that. Also, the Holy Ghost, it comes in a glad heart. You don't have to be sad. That's the best thing that can happen to you. I remember when I received the Holy Ghost, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, I told God, I said, I was seeking, I was like, I don't want to be, you know, when you purge, you have to be purged, all that stuff that you have to, all that stuff have to be purged out of you. That means you're forming at the mouth. I told God, I don't want to get ugly. I don't want to do this when I was tearing. And then, but I came to grip. I said, any way you bless me, Lord, I will be satisfied. I had to humble myself up there. And I remember when we was on the street, one of the older pastor, one of the former pastors, we had a revival, and at the church, we didn't worry about the time. After the revival was over, one of the ladies said, one of the mothers of Zion, she's gone to be with the Lord now, she and her another member, this lady was so powerful, she used to come into church, throw her purse down, and just start, you know, giving God some praise. But anyway, she passed by me that night, and she said, hold on, sister, hold on. And I started saying, thank you, Jesus. And I started, you know, and when I started saying that, and I started tearing, they carried with me. And I had one daughter now, I have two daughters. And they had, one of the mothers had two children. And those children, back then, those kids, you know, kids are very, they were very respectful. They said that this is quiet until everything was over. But when I got it, Elsa, nobody, I mean, you know, and so God is so awesome. He would just let me, I did it, but, you know, I wasn't for a lot of people. It didn't matter. Because I had to just let go and let God have his way. And when I just got it, I was like, wow, when I got up, I looked at my hands looked new, I looked different in the mirror. I said, God, it's a new, like you said, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. And old things have passed away. And because, behold, all things have become new. Like I said again, I'm from the old school. And you have to tear. You don't have to tear. We used to tear, and some people say you don't have to tear. But, you know, you don't. You just pull your mind in it. And you can get the Holy Ghost at home, but you just have to. He's going to come. You have to be concentrated. You just can't be doing things that you've been doing all the time. You have to read your Bible. You got to, when you come in, when you're tearing, that pulls your mind in and concentrating on him. So seeking him, you need, while you're seeking him, the seekers need to testify. You need to know, the saints need to know how you live that day. And because a lot of times when we sit there and be tearing, we wasted our time when we're tearing over this person and they have not lived anything all that day. We need to know where, but then you ask God to forgive you before you start tearing. So because the Holy Ghost don't come to save you, it comes because you're already saved. And the enemy will come in to test you also. And you have to, that's why you have to know if you really have it. And so when you're seeking the Holy Ghost, you got to give up some stuff. Because God is not coming into no unclean temple. You can't be drinking. You got to give up drinking, smoking, lying, cheating, fornicating. And as we said, the places if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The place you used to go, you don't want to go no anymore. The company you used to keep, you don't want to keep that company anymore. The things you used to say, you don't want to say those things anymore. So when you're doing these things, ask God if you don't have, you can't do it yourself now. Ask God to help you to give them up. Sometimes it might be a process. Some people stop out all at once. and some people don't. But you know, when you in, when you got the Holy Ghost, when you seek and when you got the Holy Ghost, a lot of people go, they have a drinking problem. Some people vote in, they have a problem drinking or whatever they had. They go to AA school, they go to Alcohol Anonymous, and but you know what? God don't, you don't have to go to no school to ask God to take those tastes away, because that you're clean now. So, well, like I said again, so it might be a process. Perhaps you need to place down, you need to fast and pray, which is a necessity. Fasting and prayer is a necessity. When you fast, you got to anoint your head, wash your face, don't eat nor drink anything until your fast is over. You don't have to let nobody know you're fasting. You don't have to go around looking like no long face. You don't have to look long face, look sad face. God, you know. And you know what? When you fast, I have fasted. My husband was sick, and he had been sick for a minute. And I was just really upset. I mean, you know, I was like, I had to pull my mind. He was hospitalized for a while. And the enemy said, he's not coming back home. I said, devil, you're a lie. And I had some friends, some people praying with me. I turned my plate down 3 days and three nights. I shut up here in my house. And I prayed, I fast. When I got off that fast, hallelujah, it just seemed like I had a plate full of food. I was so full, I wasn't thirsty. And the Bible says, blessed is he that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall be filled. And I was there. God just like, I thank God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And the fasting, I just thank God. And I felt like I could have gone longer, Dr. Johnson. God is so good, and he is worthy to be praised. And like I said, when you don't have to worry about, some people might have medical condition now. They can't go as long as others. God knows your heart. Perhaps you know, just the idea that you can, that you want to give up something to the Lord. Just concentrate yourself. And you know, God knows your heart. Acts 1 and 8 says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you know, the Holy Ghost is the comforter. It's the keeper. John 14 and 26 says, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, what he do? He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. So the Holy Ghost, sometimes you want to say something to a person. You might want to get them a hold, as the people might say. But the Holy Ghost might say, don't do that. But you can override it now. Because the enemy come in, you know, once you, when you get saved, I used to think you got to still water it, you know, just like that. When you, if you have a plant and you don't water that plant, that, well, you know, that seed that when you go in, when you have, it comes from a seed. When you start, it start growing first, you, when you put it in the ground, it's the seed of that flower, it's a seed. But you got to, when it start growing, in order for it to grow, you got to water it. And so if you don't, you have to constantly ask him to help you. Because we can't help ourselves. We can't do without God. We can't do nothing. And it's not about me. Is we ask God, God, it's your will. And we do things, we ask God, let thy will be done. Because everything is not going to be in the will of God. So that's what the Holy Ghost is, that comforter. He's going to come and teach you all things. And that's what I think I'm done now. Evangelist. I'm sorry, I'm getting kind of nervous. But anyway, I just thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the people that have been in my life. I know that I have not always been saved, but I always feared God. I feared my mother. Certain things I said when I was like, when I get grown, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go to church, because my mother raised me. My father died when I was 11, and my mother kept us in church. And I said, when I get grown, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But you know what? It wasn't in me. When I'm from the South, when I came to Chicago, I tried to go places, tried to do things, but I never was a drinker, I never was a smoker, but it's just tried to dance, a few little things. But it's just, I think I was someplace, I think I was I never was a hypocrite in doing things. I was a Sunday school secretary years back at that time, one time. And then I remember I would go try to go out and come in, do the church, you know, go to, come in. I was a Sunday school secretary. I would go out, and then, but I was on the floor one night, the dance floor. The Spirit came in me and said, where will you spend eternity? If the Lord comes tonight, where will you spend eternity? And that tricked my mind. And from thereafter, I said, I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to go and I'm going to give my life to the Lord. And I thank God for the teaching that I had. Because a lot of times, when you do things, when you obey leadership, when you obey your parents, God is not going to let some of these things come upon you that has happened to other people. That's, the Bible said, a disobedient child would not live their days out. And he said, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long. So you have to give respect for older and elder people. The kids now, they don't have respect. The children, this new generation, don't have respect for older people. And they don't fear. They don't feel, well, you know, they don't fear their parents. They say anything to their parents. And they have, and older people, they don't respect them. Sometimes you have, and then you have to chastise these children. Little children, you know, everything that the Bible says, they're getting wiser and wiser and weaker and weaker. They have all this new computer, the new age, this age here, the 3 years old, they know about the iPod, they know about the phones and all that. They know how to text. They know all of this. But sometimes when they say something to their parents, the kids, they might tell them, shut up. They tell them, and you think it's cute. It's not cute at all, especially when you get in public and they tell you that they will embarrass you. So we have to chastise our children, let them know that we have to train them up, because the Bible does say train up a child in the way he should go. When he old, he will not depart from it. When you depart, okay, if you got that in you, that's in you. Some of the things you're just not going to even want to say anyway, if you're not, whether you're saved or not. You just have to respect yourself. And if you don't respect yourself, how are you going to look for someone else to respect you? You have to demand respect from these guys that you go when you're in a relationship. You have to really make sure that person respects you. If you're not saving a person wrong, cursing, using profanity, and saying anything to you that they want to, that's not, you have to let them know. That's not the way you deal. That's not the way, whether you save or not. God wants us to, he wants to be respectful. He wants us to respect each other. Because, you know, we ourselves, he said, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We are so special to God. God loves us with an everlasting love. And he said, too, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God don't want nobody to perish. He's not sending nobody to hell. You send yourself to hell. Some people say, you know, if you're not doing what God say do. So we want to be pleased. We want to please God. Whatever we do, whatever we say, we want to be in the will of God. If somebody say anything to us that's not of God, pray for them. He said, pray for your enemies. Pray for them. Pray for the one that despitefully use you. That's what God wants us to do. And he wants to confess our faults one to another. Some people, they've done things to you. They have said things to you. But you know what? We don't hold grudges, because what God said, vengeance is mine. Let him take care. He's going to take care of it. Don't worry about that. Pray for them. You have to be the bigger person. God wants us to forgive. Forgive is good. If you don't forgive, your father's not going to forgive you. Suppose he doesn't forgive. If your father, how can you love someone that you never seen? And you right here, our sisters and brothers, you see them every day and you don't love them. Something wrong with that person. God told us to love our enemies. That's what he told us. And we're living so we can live again. That's what we're doing now. Because we want to live. I'm living so I can see God. I want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make, come on in, I'm going to make you rule over many. We want to be able to walk the city, walk the streets of gold. All the troubles and trials and tribulation we have in down here. If we live in giving God a life, because, you know, our suffering, all these sufferings, it's coming to make you strong. If we give God a life, we don't have to worry about that. It's that one day it's going to all be over. That's we. Thank God for the word. That's it. Back in your hand, Dr. Chief, Pastor Johnson.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much. That was Ambassador Lily Garnett talking about the Holy Ghost. That put me in my mind to think about Mother Johnson. That was her favorite subject, the Holy Ghost. And you did well this morning, Ambassador Lily Garnett. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. I want to just open up the line. God gave this to me. He showed me how all of us, no matter who we think we are or who we are not, all of us need to be encouraged. Why do you think we need to be encouraged? God himself has people around him encourage him all the time. And we go to heaven to give him praise and adoration. That's what we give him in heaven. And so it is of God for us to encourage others. Yeah. Yeah, the word tells us, be ye one to another, encourage us one to another. And listen, I'm going to open up the line and let you encourage Ambassador Lily Garnett, who gave us that message this morning on
good
the morning. Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Ambassador Jolene Garnett, I just thank God for the word this morning. What a word, what a word, what a word. I thank God. And it's very encouraging. You be blessed and keep letting the Lord use you. Sister Lily Garnett, God bless you. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Johnson, Kansas City. Just want to thank God for that Holy Ghost word. Very encouraging word. Very important word to the lives of our Christians and even to the lives of those who are seeking. We thank God for that word. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Lady Betty. Thank you.
Good morning, Mother Digby. Thank God for the word. Thank God for Sister Lily Garnett. Really enjoyed you. I've known Sister Lily Garnett since she was a teenager, and she has really grown, and God is really blessing her. She has really given up to God, and I thank God for her.
Thank you, Mother Digby. Pray for me.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges and Ambassador Garnett. I just want to thank you for that rich word. So encouraging, and I agree with First Lady, even for those that are seeking, how you just broke it down, how the Lord filled you with the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for you and that very encouraging word.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Mother Stern. God bless Chief Ambassador and oh, my God, Ambassador Lily Garnett. Oh, what an awesome and rich word. We can never get enough of the teachings of the Holy Ghost. And God knows it needs to be stirred up in these last days, even right now. And thank God I did tarry for it. And when you tarry the way we tarried in the old day, you sure don't ever want to get lose the Holy Ghost, because it was much travail. But it was good for us, and thank God for all of the rich word and the time that you took to bless us, and may you be encouraged and keep on teaching about the Holy Ghost, because it is needed, and even those of us that have it, we need a refreshing. God bless you, great woman of God. Be encouraged and know that we appreciate you and love you.
Thank you, Dr. Stern. Thank you. I love you.
Line is open to you.
913, Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning. This is Sheila Brown. Thank God for the word on the Holy Spirit, and that's exactly what I've been studying on my side time is the Holy Spirit, and I thank the Lord for you, Sister Garnett, and may the Lord continue to bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stith, and God bless you, woman of God, for sharing with us that beautiful gift that God has given to all of his believers, and to always remind us that we have a comforter. And there's something about it. He give us the same gift, and you will know if that gift is operative in your sisters and brothers' lives. You can meet them in the spirit at any time. I love you, and keep doing what you're doing in the Lord, knowing that your labor, it is not in vain. God bless you.
Someone else, the line is open.
Good morning. Go ahead, Mother.
Good morning. This is Deborah Pryor speaking, and that was a great word that you shared with us about the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, and I just wish people that were new to Christ, especially those who just recently accepted God as their Savior, realized the importance of being filled with the Holy Ghost to help them stay on track, to help them, you know, even understand and the Word more. It's such a blessing. And just keep teaching, keep doing what you're doing, and God bless you. And we all need to share that more, especially with new Christians.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, someone else was trying to say something. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray out of Kansas, Missouri. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I enjoyed it. It was so plain. Thank you so much for sharing and taking the time. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. I praise God for each and every one on the line this morning. I just want you to know I enjoyed the word so much, how you just gave it just like it is. And, you know, Ambassador Garnett, I praise God because you gave it the way. That's the way I came up on it as well. And we need to know, let the people know that it is so important to have the Holy Ghost. Oh, I mean, it makes a difference when you have it active in your life. And truly, I can tell that it's active in your life, Ambassador. And I want you to know I enjoyed you so very much. Continue to be blessed in the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Keeping your prayers.
All right.
This is Sister Lucille. I really enjoyed the word on this morning. I got a lot out of it, and I thank the Lord for it, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
This is Beth Peterson. Good morning.
Good morning.
And that's about Vanessa Word. God is always busy. He can really use that to give it words. So I enjoyed it. And blessed.
Thank you.
All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else?
Good morning. God bless you. Mr. Garnett. May God bless you. I really enjoyed the teaching on the Holy Ghost. And may God bless you and use you in many ways to reach others for Christ. Have a blessed day in the Lord. And may I love all of y'all. God bless you. Bye-bye.
That was Mother
Britt.
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, Utah, 801. I enjoyed your message. I remember when Mother Johnson used to teach on the Holy Ghost. And so it's good to have someone else that can teach, keep it going, to let us know about the Holy Ghost. And we just thank you for the message this morning. And may God bless everyone, and bless you and Chief Bachelor and Dr. Betty Johnson and family.
And God bless all of you on the line. Again, Sister Garnett, Sister Lily, we appreciate you. That message was very, very inspirational. We love you and praise God for you. Got to move here this morning. I want to get some prayer requests before we go today, and prayer for those who are in need of a hand touch from the Lord. Amen. If you're there today, we're opening up the line to you for any prayer requests. Amen. And make it known. We'll try our best to get some prayer for you. All right, the line is open to you. These are prayer requests that we want to receive now.
Good morning. This is Sister Christopher. I didn't get in time to say I enjoyed the word, but I do want Sister Garnett to know that I did enjoy the word. I do have a prayer request for the Rosser family, the father of this